The Aaron and Mike Show on 98.1 CHFI.
When he starred in Mambo Kings way back when, Antonio Banderas was so new to the English language, he had to have his lines written out phonetically.
Now he's known not only for his acting and his singing, but also that voice.
Oh, that voice.
And we are thrilled to hear it now. Antonio Banderas on 98.1 CHFI.
Hello, thank you.
Congratulations on Puss in Boots. If the commercials for this are any indication, this is going to be hilarious.
It is, actually. It's a very beautiful movie. I know that it's very simple to say that, but it is. I saw it for the first time last Sunday in Los Angeles at the premiere. And it was just a great experience after being working for 2.5 years on this. It was just very fulfilling just to see the audiences, especially kids, just going crazy with the movie and the character, who is very, very, very well designed, actually.
Oh, he's beautiful. He's fabulous. And, you know, the actor John Lithgow, who is, of course, also from the Shrek films, he said that he loves seeing the finished product because he gets to go, oh, that's what I was working on for so long. So it must be so gratifying.
It is. It is, because it's a long process. And actually, these movies, when you receive the script at the beginning, it's not actually what you are going to get at the end. It's an entity that is completely alive during the process. And not being totally, a lover of 3D, I have to recognize that in this occasion, you just really get invited to be part of that universe that the movie is proposing, you know.
I think Aaron is actually listening just to the sound of your voice and not necessarily the words.
I heard everything you said.
Now tell me about the animation itself. I mean, as an actor, you work off other actors and you sort of get up to speed, but in animation, you're just talking to a screen, if you're even talking to that.
Not even that. Actually, the technique is different. The voice is the first thing that goes in the process of making the movie. When you are working in the original version, which is in English, you don't have references. You are by yourself. You have a camera in front of you that is recording you in video. And then all that footage and everything that you record as a voice is given to the editors, and they decide what they're going to use from everything that you send them. And then they give the footage to the animators, the cartoonists, and they try to pick nuances and little details of your expressions, the things that you're doing. It's way complicated. And then it's different when I do versions for another countries. I do versions for Latin America in Spanish and for Spain in Castilian Spanish. And then I do also the Italian version. And then, yes, then you have the image, and what you're doing is directly looping, you know?
Wow. We're talking with Antonio Banderas, who, of course, stars in Puss in Boots, which hits theaters tomorrow. It's going to be an enormous hit in 3D. And you were in the news this week for another reason. You and Melanie hosted the Obamas at your mansion. What was that like from a security standpoint? Did they all come into your house and turn it upside down?
Did you lock all the windows?
Yeah.
I don't know how deep I can go into this, but let's say that for a week the house was taken by the Secret Services, but they were beautiful people.
Oh, is that right?
We knew that we were going into something that was going to be a little more difficult.
Antonio, did you suggest to the president that perhaps he would like to try your brand of cologne or anything? How does he smell? Does he smell pretty good?
I didn't do anything like
no,
that.
No.
No, I wouldn't dare.
Antonio Banderas, it's been wonderful. Thank you for sharing this wonderful moment with us. And I have just three words to say to you. Best Zorro ever, okay? Zorro has to be Spanish. He has to be Antonio Banderas. He can't be from Fargo, North Dakota. That's one of my all-time favorite roles. I just love you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, and best of luck. It's going to be a huge hit. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you, guys.
And I just love saying your name, Antonio.
And you just Banderas. Said, I love you, to Antonio.
No, I didn't.
Oh, look, he hung up. I wonder why.
Banderas.
It means flags in Spanish. Did you know?
No.
Flags.
Is
Banderas.
That right? Really?
Yeah, it's a flag.
Did I really say I loved him?
You did. You said I love you as Zorro.
I love you, man.
Awkward.
Oh, he is awkward.
I'll come to your house, too.
Okay, time check, 8:24.